Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yinishmas, Ayim HaKashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Momitzia in Daf Ayin Hei, the last few words of Perek Ezu Neshech. The Gemara tells us the three Tzoyakim Ve'enom Nanim. They scream, and they're not answered. Rashi explains because they caused it themselves. It's their fault. One of them is Koy Ne'odom La'atzvay, someone who gets a master for himself. Says, well, what does that mean? So the Gemara in the third explanation, last words of the parak, the Gemara says, "The bishle behind moso v'loy ozi lemoso chriso." It's bad for him in one place, and he doesn't move to another place. Meaning, a person has a certain terrible situation in one place; he needs to get out of the place. And Sefer Chassidim in a situation involved, he brings a person sees that he's not able to have children, or his children die. So he says either the problem is because the name is using the wrong name, or because the Mokrim Goyrim. He needs to go to a different country. And Reuven Margolius brings in Mokar Achesed, this is based on our Gemara. But the Maharsha asks, what does this have to do with Koyin Adon La'atzvay? What did he purchase? He didn't purchase a master to himself. What does it mean? So the Ben Yoyod explains, sometimes a person goes and he invests money into a business, into a property. He gets married in a certain location. Now, because of the business and because of his wife and because of the situation, he's not able to get out. He would love to move somewhere else, but he's not able to. He's controlled by his surroundings, by his circumstance. That is what it means, Koyin Adon La'atzvay. He puts himself in a situation where he can't get out. And according to the Ben Yoyod, that comes out, the Chiddush is that that's Tzoyakim Ve'eino Nami. It's still his fault. Even though he's right now in a very difficult situation. And the big question that it's really brought down in the Rashbo, in the Shas V'Tshuva, there's a Chelik in the Shas V'Tshuva of the Rashbo, which is called the Miyuchosin L'Ramban. They used to say it belongs to the Ramban, then they found out it's really the Rashbo. And there is Simon Reish Behe, he brings this Gemara, the person is banned in one place, should go somewhere else. And he asks, there's a pasuk that says, Ki loy la'odom darkoy, loy la'ish hoylich v'chin etzadov. A person goes from place to place, that doesn't change his circumstance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a gezeirah on the Adam. Wherever he goes, it's where it's going to be. The fact that he moves, why should that change his situation? So the Rashi brings two answers. Answer number one, he says, that when a person moves from place to place, that is itself, the moving is a kapara. Galus is a kapara. So when a person moves, right now, it's a difficult thing to do. He needs to get out of his comfort, go somewhere else. That in itself gives him a kapara. The second answer that Rashba says, a little missing in the gears that we have, but the way Rabbi Chanan Wasserman quotes the Rashba, is that the Rashba says there's a difference between a mazel of the location and the mazel of the person himself. What the Pasuk says, that whatever the person has that's going to happen to him, is his own personal mazel. And the Rashba says that personal mazel is only for a person who's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the tzaddik and the connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can change everything with feels to Hashem. But someone who doesn't do Rotzen Hashem, he's under his mazel and he cannot change it. That's only his own mazel. Sometimes there's a mazel which belongs to the location, and from there he could get out. Rav Chon Wasserman in the Kovitz Ma'amor sends us to a Vilna Gaon which is printed in the Sefer Evin Shlemo, in the Likutim, in the end of the Sefer. They bring their Vilna Gaon on a Pasuk in Yeshayo, where he explains that there is something which is called a muzzle kloli and a muzzle prati. Sometimes there's a gzeir that happens on a city. This city will have a hunger. This city will have some plague. But it's not each individual. And if someone gets out of there, he's able to save himself. And sometimes there's a gzeir on a certain individual. We mentioned this in the past in Baba Kamma regarding the Gemara that says, "Kvan shenitan rishus l'mashchis l'hashchis, einu mafchi mitzag l'rosho." The idea is sometimes there's a gzeira klolis on a certain location, and whoever's in that location gets hurt. Says Rav Chanan that the Rashba means the same thing, the same idea. And that's what the Rashba says. A person sometimes cannot be successful, has a problem in his life, not because of his own gzeira. From his own perspective, everything's okay. But because he's in a location, that he's part of a mokoyim with something, things that are bad are happening. So that's why he himself is not successful. And therefore, he needs to move to somewhere else. And this fits very nicely, because with Reuven Margolius, on the Sefer Chassidim that we mentioned, he brings a few places in Sefer HaZoyar that says this idea. And one of the places is Zohar Pasha's Boy of Lamed Ches Amud Beis. And there it says that a person should always live b'mokav she'an she'may sedorim b'toyecha with tzadikim. But if he lives with chayavim b'shayim, he will be nitfas for their punishment. Chazal go on to say that Rav Chisda used to live b'nei kaputkoi and havetchik le'shayte umarim adifim b'shoy. He had a bad time, he wasn't successful, bad things are happening to him. So he moved to Tzipori to live among Mari Trisim Tamei Chachamim, and then he was also successful also in business and also in Torah. And he says, the reason I'm so successful is because I'm living among people that Kosh Baruch Hu wants to give him Torah. Reuven Margolyer says that we really have a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis, where Rav Chisda says, I never ate vegetable, not when I was poor and not when I was rich, referring to these two locations, Pradhan and Sefer HaZoyer. But what the Zoyer is telling us over here is Mavish's Nekudo of the Rajbo, the Vilna Gaon, and the way the Chorin Masson explains it. Because here Pshat is, Rav Chisda himself did not have Gzer to be rich or poor necessarily. But he was Nigzer based on the location. When he was among people that were not Tzadikim, so then he was not successful as well. Because he had a Gzer on him as well. But when he was among the Tamil Chachamim, among the Tzadikim, so then he got success. And we mainly with this, we understand better the Ben Yoyada. Someone who went and put himself in a place where he can't get out, but it's a place of Rishoyim, a place where there's a bad gzeir is happening, so he's koyne adon le'atzmoy. He is to blame that he put himself in a situation where he can't get out. Why did he live in a location where bad things are happening? This is some of the nekudos that come out of this Gemara, the idea of leaving a location where things don't work out. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.